It is Monday, January 7th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. Ahead on Ozarks, postcards sent from the past tell the history of Fort Smith. A new program aims to provide teachers to the districts that need them most. And a Fayetteville-based communications company expands its global reach. But first, freshman Republican Congressman Tom Cotton of Arkansas's 4th District is working to rally opposition to the nomination of Republican Chuck Hagel to become Secretary of Defense. Speaking yesterday on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Cotton, who served in Iraq, said previous statements by Hagel could disqualify him.
Said the war couldn't be won. No one had told us that when we were fighting it in 2006. He delayed emergency funding for the troops in 2007. Even after the surge succeeded in 2008, he still said that it wasn't because of the troops addition. When you add that to his dangerous views on Iran and Hezbollah and Hamas and terrorism, as well as his strange hostility towards Israel, I think the Senate should oppose Mr. Hagel as Secretary of Defense. There are many other qualified Democratic defense professionals who the president could nominate.
During the broadcast, Cotton also said that he wants to see more spending cuts as Congress continues to discuss the nation's budget. Efforts by Arkansas's congressional delegation to keep the A-10 combat jets in Fort Smith may receive an important boost. The Air Force Chief of Staff is expected to tour the 188th Fighter Wing on January 18th. Congressman Tim Griffin says a decision to move the jets, outlined in part of the December defense spending bill, is not an effective use of taxpayer money.
The 188th is outstanding. At a time when money is scarce, we ought to be rewarding and maintaining units like the 188th. And what they can keep doing is, A, keep performing with excellence, which they're going to do, and B, take the opportunity to communicate with the Chief of Staff of the Air Force when he gets there about why it's such a wonderful location for the A-10s.
The General's visit is part of the congressional delegation's continuing efforts to save the airbase at Fort Smith that currently employs close to 1,000 Arkansans. Former Congressman Asa Hutchinson said he intends to run for governor of Arkansas in 2014. He is the former Undersecretary of the Department of Homeland Security and is currently leading the National Rifle Association's School Safety Project. Hutchinson says he is committed to both the project and the upcoming campaign.
I intend to be a candidate for governor in 2014. Even though that's a couple years away, I wanted my intentions to be known. Susan and I are excited about the opportunity to be of service again to the state of Arkansas and look forward to it. I do have a commitment to the school safety project that is so critical to our nation and to our state. After the tragedy in Connecticut, and so I'm committed to fulfilling that responsibility and be working on that for the next couple months.
Hutchinson says his official bid will be made after he completes his work with the NRA. In his weekly radio address, Governor Mike Beebe is emphasizing the importance of more Arkansans registering to become organ donors this year. With over 300 patients waiting for donations statewide, the governor is encouraging 80% of the adult population to join programs to help people receive organs and live healthy lives. Donations, Beebe says, also help in improving the morale of patients and families in crisis.
Time and again, we hear stories about how transplants give seriously ill patients a second chance at life. We can imagine the desperation these patients and their loved ones feel while waiting for a donor match, as well as their relief once a donor is found. Similarly, we hear about the good feelings a donor family experiences during a troubling time. While these donations come at times of loss, they often provide solace in a time of grief.
Those interested in becoming an organ donor and finding more information can visit donatelifearkansas.org. The Arkansas State Highway and Transportation Department will hold a news conference at 2 o'clock this afternoon to announce an interstate improvement project for the area. According to a news release by the department's Fort Smith office, the rehabilitation project will improve 7 miles of Interstate 540 between Interstate 40 and Highway 22 in the Van Buren and Fort Smith area. The work will include the replacement of 9 bridges, improvements to 4 bridges, and the installation of signs in Crawford and Sebastian counties. The total price tag for the interstate rehabilitation project in the two counties is $78.8 million. Statewide, the program is set to improve about 450 miles of interstates, costing an estimated $1.2 billion. A startup company based at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville that is working on a more sustainable shopping bag has received a leg up with a sizable award of grant funding. Cyclewood Solutions is a client of the UA Genesis Technology Incubator at the campus's Arkansas Research and Technology Park. The company has received a $150,000 National Science Foundation grant to help continue development of a prototype called the Xylo Bag. Whereas typical polyethylene plastic bags found at many retailers aren't biodegradable and forever sit intact in landfills, the Xylo Bag is made of an organic polymer derived from wood. The bags are compostable and will reportedly degrade in about 150 days, putting it in compliance with regulations either in place or in the works that ban the use of plastic bags in cities of 25 states. Consumer sentiment dropped in the fourth quarter of 2012 for the Fort Smith region. That's according to a preliminary report released Friday by the Center for Business Research and Economic Development at the University of Arkansas in Fort Smith. According to a news release by the center, the index of consumer sentiment for the region was 52.2, down from 61.2 during the previous quarter. The preliminary numbers for the quarter are also lower than the 58.3 score reported in the fourth quarter of 2011. According to the report, consumer sentiment index scores below 100 reflect less optimism about the economy than scores above 100. However, the perceptions about jobs in the region remained relatively unchanged from the previous quarter. 55% of the survey respondents felt that jobs were hard to get, a drop of 1% from the previous quarter. Meanwhile, 3% of survey respondents, the same as last quarter, felt that jobs are plentiful in the Fort Smith region. Forecast calls for partly cloudy skies tonight, with a low from 28 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 30 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then overcast, with a 20% chance for rain. Highs in the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow evening, overcast with a 50% chance for rain. A low of 37 in northwest Arkansas. Overcast with a 60% chance for rain and a low of 41 in the Arkansas River Valley.